How are we doing today? Everybody's got the injury report, right? The decision with JPP, everything's positive. We're not going to make that decision until tomorrow. We'll have a brief workout, and we'll go from there. I've been pleased with what I've seen this week.
What does he need to?
That's as far as I'm going right there. Let's make that decision tomorrow.
Is it medical, or is it
nope.
Is it just whether he could prove to you that guys that he's ready to play?
I'll make the decision tomorrow. He's done everything we've asked him to do, and we're very positive about it, but tomorrow with this workout in the morning, we'll tell you.
What's your confidence level in Jasper Brinkley maybe compared to last week?
Well, he definitely has got some extended play time under his belt, so that's a positive thing. He was brought here as a linebacker who had played at this level, and we certainly look forward to him improving with the more the opportunities he gets, not only from scrimmage but also in play in special teams play. Nothing else?
Where does he stand with you, and has he bounced back at all?
Bounced back from what? He was active last week.
Yeah, I mean, he seemed like he was in the doghouse.
He's not in the doghouse. That decision, we're not talking about that decision. That's between he and I. But, if he has a suit, he's got to contribute. That's basically what it is.
Coach, what can you expect out of Woods Eye this week?
I think he continues to get better. You know, he's done a nice job when called upon as a young player. He obviously can handle it, and so he's going to have extended time.
Do you have to pare anything down with the tight ends because of the inexperience at that position?
No. They've had a solid week of coaching and preparation, so. It all depends on the opposition. It's not going to be them. Anything you see which is done structurally different will be done because of what the Tampa Bay defense, what we feel is appropriate for the Tampa Bay defense.
Tom, with the pass rush, does it mostly boil down to winning those individual battles and things that schematically can be done?
Well, there's certainly that. I mean, schematically, if you're saying individually, you're talking one-on-one, here I come. But you can do some things with scheme, and occasionally it works. And, you know, pressure from the linebacker position, utilization of all the stunts and picks, that all goes into it. So, but, yeah, in the ultimate, it helps to have an individual that can get home.
Whenever JPP is ready to help, just does it remain to be seen in game action what it's going to really look like? I mean, can you only tell so much from the practice field?
You can tell plenty from the practice field, but you're right. The game conditions, game circumstances, that all dictates how effective we can be.
Do you have to sort of use him in a specialized role whenever it is that he does come back?
Not necessarily. It may be in a role that you may have an idea of how many snaps you want him, but. He obviously has played many, many years in all circumstances, so I don't think that necessarily that's true.
Does it matter what side, in your mind, that you guys use him on if he can only put his left hand on the ground?
No.
Is it?
No.
Anything else?
What Prince, I guess, is just a matter of playing it safe.
He needs more time. Yeah, this was to get him going and to be able to give him a week where he could maneuver and cover and so on and so forth, without any real contact. So, he's had a nice week of that. We'll continue.
Did Beeson get close at all this week, or is that...
No.
Is that something maybe you would think about shutting him down until after the bye, at least, maybe?
No comment on that. It's a day-to-day, week-to-week thing with all these guys, hopefully.